This is your Classic It's Breakfast with Jordan Curtis. And unfortunately, on the weekend, there was another fatal incident on the roads when a trailer came unattached from a vehicle and ran into another vehicle. I'm joined this morning by Mark Borlay, Senior Manager of Future Mobility with the RAA. How are you this morning, Mark?
Very good, thanks, Jordan.
And so, as I mentioned, an unfortunate death on the Goyder Highway. A trailer disattaching from a vehicle, is that a common occurrence on the roads?
No, but it's a potentially, as we know now, fatal event when it does happen. And it's a timely reminder for people who've got trailers to obviously check the standard of their chain, but more particularly make sure that the D shackle they've got, the D-shaped shackle that you use to attach the chain to the tow bar with, is the right one. They need to be load rated, and you need to make sure you talk to a specialist to know that you've got the right one. Too many people probably just buy cheap ones from hardware stores, thinking, "Oh, that'll do." It just has to be a D shackle. They won't take the loads when a chain does come detached, and get in the habit of crossing the chains so that if for some reason it does become detached from the ball, it falls down and actually gets caught by the chains themselves. So the front of the trailer can't actually hit the ground.
Right, okay. So when it comes to trailers, do the chains work as sort of like lightening the pressure on that D-lock?
So the reason the chains are there is if for some reason the hitch, either the ball or the pin hitch you've got, becomes detached, it at least keeps the trailer behind the car, and so that it doesn't spear off into the front of other traffic. So the chains are there. They're called safety chains for a reason, and they're designed to at least keep some control of the trailer if the ball breaks. And the reality is that, as I said, these things don't happen very often. But, you know, people probably get complacent with their trailers. They've had it for years. Sometimes trailers, you know, don't get all the love that they need in maintenance and things like that, or if they've been dragging for a long time, the chains can be worn. And it's a timely reminder for people to, get a professional to check them for them.
Are there rules around having a trailer? Do you need to have chains when attaching a trailer?
Yes, entirely. There are laws that prescribe the type of chains you have and the weight of relative to the weight of the trailer that's pulling. You do have to have safety chains. They have to be attached and in good condition. The D shackles have to be load rated for the correct load rating. So there's a lot of rules around. It's not just a simple thing of, you know, whacking it on the back and hoping that the D shackles and that you've got are good enough.
And I guess if you do, I mean, is there any way for you to know when you are driving if a D shackle has failed, it's broken off, and you are just relying on the chains? Is there any way to know that?
So the D shackles only come into play if the trailer has become detached. So you'll know about that. It'll, you know, the trailer will start swaying from side to side. It'll obviously be banging around, and if it's hit the ground, you'll certainly feel that drag and hear that bang when it hits the ground. So no, it's not an event you want to experience. As I say, the safety chains are just there when something does go wrong.
And so I guess what's your course of action if a trailer does become detached? I guess get off the road as safely as possible?
Yeah, we'll try and pull up in a straight line and try and keep the trailer, you know, pull up as controlled as you can. So don't just, you know, hit the brakes, because that'll put it, put more energy into it. You'd need to brake firmly, but try and brake evenly so that you keep the trailer dead behind you. It'll be swinging. The trailer itself will be swinging around because it's essentially the front of it's loose, and it'll be steering itself to the outer extremes of where the chains hold them.
Wow, sounds like a pretty scary ordeal to lose control of your trailer.
Look, it's not something that people want to experience, especially if it's something like a caravan, which can be even more catastrophic. So that's what I'm saying. People underestimate the importance of those. The hitch and the chains, and it's a timely reminder for people to, you know, have a proper look at, or get their specialist to have a look at it before the, you know, holiday and camping and going away season starts.
So what would a, I guess, step-by-step safety check be for attaching a trailer to the back of your car?
So first of all, if it's a ball type connection, make sure that the ball is fully located in the cup, so that there's no major movement in it. Tighten up the wheel on top that pulls the wedge in that holds the ball, and make sure that's got a little locking clip as well. And then rattle the front of the lift the front of the trailer up and down to make sure that it can't pop off. Put the chains on, as I said, cross them so they cross underneath the trailer and on with the D hooks. And if you've got the chance to take it for a bit of a run around the block to make sure it is under control, etc. And then obviously before you go, check the lights and all of those things to make sure it's working. And even things, it's probably a timely reminder as well for people to check things like wheel bearings on trailers. You know, a lot of times they don't get any love, and if they haven't got enough grease, they get hot. If they get hot, they can fail. And, we've seen on some of the country roads, a trailer there with one wheel and another wheel somewhere in the paddock, and that's normally because it's, hasn't had the proper maintenance.
Well, hopefully everyone heeds the warning and does make sure that the trailer's on safely. Mark, thank you so much for your time today.
Thanks for your interest, Jordan.
That was Mark Borlay, Senior Manager of Future Mobility with the RAA on your Classic It's Breakfast.